I've been saying this for years. Occasionally I have to do it, and then I got to go take a shower to clean the nonsense off me. But no one should watch the mainstream media about anything. They couldn't report objectively on a Little League baseball game. But they've gone to a new low. The way that they just re reported Midnight Hammer, the attack upon Iranian nuclear facilities, who their government for years is saying, when we get the opportunity, we're going to wipe Israel off the face of the map, the little Satan. We're going to wipe America off the map, the great Satan. And we got these nuclear weapons that are going to do it. And they got ICBMs, and they're not meant for Israel. They're meant for us. Those are starting points of fact. And then what's absolutely amazing is Netanyahu came on and said no one else in the world could do what America just did. The skill, the pilots, the ingenuity, the technology, off the charts, unparalleled. Okay. If it wasn't effective and Israel still remains on the Iranian chopping block, don't you think he'd be asking for more rather than talking like mission accomplished? Oh, of course he would. It's the lives of every citizen in Israel that's at stake. But the mainstream media doesn't care about that. They don't care about the truth. They have such Trump derangement syndrome, which should be in DSM. And if you don't know what that is, if you're a mental health practitioner, you know very well what that is. But it's a complete list of over 1,000 pages of all the mental illnesses. And that's exactly a mental illness. It's a fixation, it's an obsession, and it's a fascination with inverse of telling the truth. It's a mental illness. It's the first cousin, in my opinion, to antisocial behavior. That's the old sociopath-psychopath combination. And that's our press corps today. Lie about their lies. And they destroyed their credibility right there. Now, that's my rant. I'm going to play you Pete Hegseth's rant. But first, I'm going to rant about something that saved my life, and I'm never going to shut up about this. This boosts immune system. Scotty Sachs gave this to me when doctors were telling me, Dave, your RSV, it stripped your lung linings. They're not coming back. You got bad prognosis. Scotty said, try this. Now, standard dose, five sprays once a day. You can do it every hour in the hour because it's all natural. Okay, no side effects. And it boosts your immune system in unbelievable ways. Described at the site, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And with a three pack, you get three of these, but you don't just get three of these. I talked about how this restored my joint health. I'm doing things I haven't done in 26 years. You just rub it on to the affected areas, whether it's the shoulder, knees, elbows, wrists, doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it's going to work because it produces pluripotent stem cells. That's also discussed. The science is also discussed on the site. And then there's the skin cream. You saw what it did for my finger. I should have had stitches, heavily bandaged, completely healed, completely healed in 2 weeks. No stitches. 15% off of the three pack. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I think it maybe we should take a look. This is Pete Hegseth scolding the mainstream media, and he does it in a very civilized manner. I think my emotions might have crescendoed. I might have started yelling, but he does call some of them out by network. And he's telling you right here why you should never, I mean, never, never, even if they're reporting on a Little League baseball game, which they couldn't do accurately, you should never watch these people ever. They said the strike upon Iranian nuclear facilities was ineffective. And I just talked about what Netanyahu said. And he had no motivation to say it unless it was true. Here's Pete Hegseth.
because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented them isn't true. So let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it. Spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt and manipulate the mind, the public mind, over whether or not our brave pilots were successful. How many stories have been written about how hard it is to, I don't know, fly a plane for 36 hours? Has MSNBC done that story? Has Fox? Have we done the story how hard that is? Have we done it two or three times so that American people understand? How about how difficult it is to shoot a drone from an F-15 or 16 or F-22 or F-35? Or what it's like to man a Patriot battery? Or how hard it is to refuel midair? Giving the American people an understanding of how complex and sophisticated this mission really was. There are so many aspects of what our brave men and women did that, because of the hatred of this press corps, are undermined because your people are trying to leak and spin that it wasn't successful. It's irresponsible. And folks in this room are privy to that information because of the proximity here in the Pentagon. It's an important responsibility. And time again, classified information is leaked or peddled for political purposes to try to make the president look bad. And what's really happening is you're undermining the success of incredible B-2 pilots and incredible F-35 pilots and incredible refuelers and incredible air defenders who accomplished their mission, set back a nuclear program in ways that other presidents would have dreamed. How about we celebrate that? How about we talk about how special America is, that only we have these capabilities? I think it's too much to ask, unfortunately, for the fake news. So we're used to that. But we also have an opportunity to stand at the podium and read the truth of what's really happening. And the reality is, you want to call it destroyed, you want to call it defeated, you want to call it obliterated, choose your word. This was an historically successful attack, and we should celebrate it as Americans. And it gives us a chance to have peace, chance to have a deal.
Trump made the right choice for SecDef. He couldn't have said it any better. I can't elaborate on top of that. You have a choice in your viewing habits. I appreciate you being here. I think that conveys some level of trust, and we do try to get it right here on the Common Sense Show. We don't have Trump derangement syndrome. We don't even have Biden derangement syndrome, although elements of that would be warranted with what we're learning in congressional hearings about the auto pen, that coming up. But my goodness gracious, people, why do we accept this? Why? The media is supposed to keep the government in line, but they're not supposed to lie and obfuscate the facts. And that's clearly what they did here. The photos have been released. You see utter devastation. And I go back again, one last time, Netanyahu doesn't proclaim absolute victory unless it's true, because his life and the life of his citizens depended upon a successful raid. Yet we have morons in Congress that don't understand the War Powers Act. How can you serve in Congress when you don't even have an understanding of the basic laws of war? And then we had Bush, who was total neocon, okay, total rhino. Afghanistan, Iraq. Really? Where was the press corps then? See, that's not a military action which is allowed under the War Powers Act. That is prolonged warfare. And then to continue the misery, we had Obama, we had Biden, and the only president who tried to get us out of Afghanistan, was extricating us from Afghanistan and stopped the killing of American soldiers in Afghanistan with cleverly planned takeouts, was Trump. And then who botched the withdrawal? Milley and Biden, 13 service people needlessly sacrificed because of gross negligence and incompetence, but not reported that way in the mainstream media. And then we have a shining moment and not the embarrassment of the Afghan withdrawal. Here we are. These people hate America. I really believe, in my humble opinion, and I'm not alone, these people who put pen to paper won't be happy until we are a total communist state. They hate the Constitution. They hate people that stand up for rights. They hate nationalism. They hate the flag. And why do I say that? Because they never celebrate it, even in shining moments like this. All they do is tear down, tear down, tear down, and they build up the people who are breaking our laws in the streets, attacking federal officers. They glorify that. They glorify seemingly everything that's evil, that most people agree that is evil. And that's the mainstream media. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.